West of Eden by Tim Jackson.
Look, Grandma, look! The band is playing.
I can't see a thing without my glasses.
You don't need your glasses to hear them, though.
Oh, I don't need any assistance at all to hear them, that's for sure.
Okay, guys, that'll do for now.
Now, there's a bit of peace and quiet at last.
I like the band.
Well, of course you do. It's not exactly a choir of angels, is it?
Are we in heaven, Grandma?
An earthly paradise, the brochure called it.
Who in hell packed this thing?
Would you be a bit careful with that?
I might have guessed.
It used to belong to Grandpa.
It's probably the one he used to move his whole life when he emigrated from Dublin.
How did you know that?
Oh, just a wild guess.
Would you like me to help, Rob?
No, Connie, I would not like you to help.
But you don't bite my head off now, because I'm only asking.
Don't start fighting already, you two.
Who's fighting?
The usual suspects.
Have we got everything?
Where's my swimming costume?
In your bag.
Where's my spectacles?
I've no idea, Mother.
Mr. and Mrs. Sally.
Where did you put them?
I put them in my little black case.
What little black case?
The one with my spectacles in.
I haven't seen a little black case all day.
Don't tell me you've lost my little black case.
Well, maybe it's still in the minibus.
I doubt it.
Would you go and have another look, why don't you?
All right, I'm going.
Mummy, that lady's calling us.
Do we have a Mr. and Mrs. Salinger here?
I'm Mrs. Flanagan.
Flanagan.
I'm Mrs. Salinger.
I'm Mrs. Flanagan.
Oh. She's my mother.
Oh, right.
She's my daughter.
Who are you?
My name's Kim Laker, and I'm going to be your hotel rep for the next 2 weeks.
3 weeks, isn't it, Mummy?
And what's your name?
Natalie.
She's my granddaughter.
And how old are you, Natalie?
4.
Isn't this a lovely dress?
Grandma made it for me.
It's perfectly divine, Mrs. Flanagan.
Oh, I don't think so. I used a machine. Although perhaps the Almighty did lend me a hand, so to speak.
Right. Well, anyway, I'll put you all in the family suite.
That sounds perfect.
Can we see the sea?
You can see it from the balcony.
I can't find this bloody thing.
Would you mind your language in front of the girl?
Have you lost something?
We're missing a case.
It's a little black case.
Mother, this is your case.
That's not my case.
It's got your name on it.
It's not my little black case.
I can see that.
Connie, we didn't bring a little black case.
We brought your big brown case.
But I packed the two cases. I need my spectacles. Why is it whenever we go anywhere...
Why is it whenever we go anywhere, you always have to take three times as much as the rest of us put together?
Why is it whenever we go anywhere, you always have to try and upset me?
No, I'm not trying to upset you.
No, you are upsetting me. You are a
mummy!
Natalie, what is it?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, God.
Hail Mary, Mother of Jesus.
Not good how, darling?
Sick and dizzy.
In your head or in your tummy?
I don't know.
You haven't got the pains again?
I don't know.
What pains?
She might be tired.
Well, she does look tired.
As long as that's all it is.
What do you mean?
Of course she's tired. The poor little mite. Dragged 3,000 miles in her condition.
Connie!
What? Let's just get her to bed.
Solomon, get this luggage taken to 104,
come here,
would you? And you, young lady, can tell me all the lovely things you're going to do on holiday.
It's not really a holiday.
Don't be silly, dear. Of course it's a holiday.
No, every day is a holiday on Grand Cayman.
Mm, it really is lovely here.
We don't call it the Garden of Eden for nothing.
Oh. Was Eve this hot in the Garden of Eden, I wonder?
Well, you'll find the rooms have air conditioning, Mrs. Flanagan.
I wonder she accepted the apple.
You should have worn something cooler, Mother.
But did you make a good impression?
This is the Cayman Islands, Connie, not Royal Ascot.
No, I know.
You look tired.
What time is it?
A little after 6.
Oh, I better check they're okay.
Oh, they're fine.
Are you sure?
Your wife's coming down.
What about Natalie?
She seems better.
Oh, is Connie looking after her?
We have a good child monitoring service.
Oh, right.
They'll come and find you if she wakes.
Oh, good. It's so peaceful here.
Mr. Salinger.
Rob, please.
Rob.
Have a seat.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Is your daughter ill?
I suppose we should have told you.
What, seriously?
She has leukemia.
You're joking.
She has a myelogenous leukemia, a cancer of the bloodstem cells, the cells that make new blood.
Oh.
How awful.
It's quite slow progressing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't show many symptoms yet. But she will.
There must be some cure.
There's a treatment.
Oh, thank goodness.
But there's also a problem.
Which is?
The treatment destroys the cells which make new blood.
And is that bad?
It's good in that it kills the cancer. It's bad in that she couldn't live more than a few days after it. Oh. Not without a bone marrow transplant. Well, a stem cell transplant, they call it nowadays.
So that's why you've come to Grand Cayman?
What?
To get a bone marrow transplant?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't want to talk about
it. No, don't be silly.
Well, it's none of my business.
No, frankly, it's a relief. I mean, we spend so much time not talking about it. Actually, we've come here...
Yes?
Well,
For a holiday?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, for a holiday.
And when will she have the transplant?
As soon as we can find a donor.
When you go back to England?
Ah, if only we could. We've been looking for over 2 years. To tell you the truth, we've almost given up hope.
Oh, you mustn't do that.
I know.
Well, how difficult can it be?
It's difficult. More difficult than you'd think. The best bet would be a relative. A brother or sister would give us a 1 in 4 chance of a decent match.
But Natalie's your only child.
Mm. The chances of compatibility from an unrelated donor are less than 1 in 20,000.
20,000?
It's better odds than the lottery.
And what will happen if you don't find anyone?
It doesn't bear thinking about.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, we don't think about it.
It certainly puts all my troubles in perspective.
We work extremely hard at not thinking about it. But, sorry, what troubles do you have?
Oh, just fractious old ladies who can't see the sea from their sea view balcony.
Anyone I know.
Oh, as a matter of fact.
Don't tell me.
Of course, the fact that she left her glasses in the little black case doesn't help.
And that the little black case got left in England.
And we all know whose fault that was.
If I find that ruthless son-in-law.
It's a private party. Can anyone join in?
Oh, Sinead.
Hello, Mrs. Salinger.
Oh, don't get up on my account.
I have things to do.
Kim was trying to cheer me up.
She seems to have succeeded.
You must get a lot of cranky customers.
None with so many good reasons for it.
We'll try not to give you too much trouble.
Well, I hope you will have a lovely holiday. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Found a friend?
Oh, she's sweet.
You told her the whole thing?
Oh, of course not. Only that Natalie's ill. She had to know.
She's too young for you.
Says who?
Your wife.
Have a drink. Where's Connie?
Playing bingo.
Didn't anyone tell her bingo's a form of gambling?
Do you want to tell her?
Good God, no.
Then I certainly won't. Yeah. What's this stuff?
Some kind of local nectar. Mm.
Forbidden fruit?
Almost certainly.
You're absolutely sure we're doing the right thing here, aren't you, Rob?
What else can we do?
I don't know.
And don't let's even think about it. Have another drink. Let's enjoy the sunset.
Let's just pretend we're on holiday.
We are on holiday.
Exactly. Let's drink to 3 weeks in the sun.
Let's drink to paradise.
Let's drink to the Garden of Eden.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Take a seat. He'll
be with you shortly.
Oh, please sit down. I will be only one moment. No, Leo. Yes, listen, I have to go. I'll call you later. Bye. So.
Good morning.
You want to clone your daughter?
Professor.
Please.
Dr. Zweibel.
Call me Felix.
We don't want to clone our daughter.
We wouldn't even think of it unless we were desperate.
And yet it's such an obvious thing to think of.
For you, perhaps.
For us, it still seems strange.
Outlandish, even.
Outlandish. Yes, that may be so. You like something to drink, perhaps?
Your secretary
already. Oh, my secretary.
Melissa?
Melissa, yes, Melissa. Isn't she wonderful?
She made us some tea.
Yeah, tea, of course. How very British. You know, I was born in Vienna. I used to think I would live my whole life there. But the world, in his infinite wisdom, decrees I am outlander. That's why I built this place.
It's very impressive.
Men will pay big money for a slice of immortality.
Immortality?
And women, too.
We're not interested in immortality, Dr. Zweibel.
Children, Mrs. Salinger. Strong, healthy heirs which lives on after us.
We just want Natalie well again.
Precisely. Precisely. And that is where I can help you.
We ought to tell you, we still have some reservations.
That's quite natural.
Not just about money.
Well, don't worry about money.
We'd like to understand a bit more about what's involved.
Of course you would.
But how much of it can we understand?
How much of it do you want to understand?
We ought at least to understand the implications of it.
And the best way to understand the implications is to understand the process. That is why you're here today.
So where do we start?
Well, we started already, of course, with your hormone treatment. Everything's fine so far, Mrs. Salinger?
I think so.
Good. We take you down for scan later and check how many eggs we got.
How many do we need?
A dozen would be nice.
It sounds like a grocery order.
Yes, in some ways, yes.
And what happens to these dozen eggs?
Well, we fry them up with bacon and tomato. No, I'm only joking.
I thought somehow you might be.
And yet, you know, it's not so bad an allergy. How much biology you got?
Not much.
That's what I thought. But what about cooking?
Cooking?
What is the one key ingredient for good cooking?
Oh, I have no idea. Preparation, maybe?
Preparation, yes, definitely. But preparation on its own won't do it. What else you need is...
Patience.
Patience, precisely. Or put another way, what you need is timing.
I suppose.
Yes. You go too fast, you mess up. You go too slow, you mess up. You get carrots too soon, broccoli too late, you mess up. What is the three key ingredients for good cooking? Timing. Timing. Timing.
And you're saying it's the same with cloning?
Actually, it's the same with IVF, assisted reproduction, reprogenetics altogether. You've got some basic ingredients.
Eggs, for example.
In fact, it's only the outside of the egg we need.
The eggshell.
Yes. Yes, I like this. Eggshells, precisely. Then also we need some DNA to put inside the eggshell. And one nice, healthy womb in which to plant the embryo. But the rest is just timing. And some preparation, too, of course.
Such as?
For example, we must trick the DNA cells so they go into one special resting state. G0, we call it.
Well, how do you do that?
Pretty easy. We just starve them a little.
It sounds cruel.
Maybe so, but it works.
And then what?
Transfer the DNA into the eggs and apply the magic ingredient.
Which is?
Well, I don't like to say.
Why not?
First of all, because people have trouble believing it.
Try us.
And second of all, they get the wrong message.
What wrong message?
We use electricity.
Electricity?
What for?
For fusing the DNA with the egg.
Like Dr. Frankenstein.
There. You see? What did I tell you? All I have to say is this one tiny thing about electricity and you think we're creating monsters. But we are not creating monsters. Just life.
There must be more to creating life than zapping DNA with electricity.
A little bit of cruelty, a little bit of magic. That is what miracles are made of. Sounds easy, huh?
It sounds macabre.
Actually, it's not.
Not which?
It's not either.
It sounds like a chemistry lesson gone badly wrong.
But that is exactly where you are wrong. It's not a chemistry lesson. It's biology. And it hasn't gone wrong. It's gone right. Against all the possible odds, something wonderful has happened. Do you know how we found out about G0? Completely by accident. Just one lab technician which didn't do his job properly forgot to nourish the cultures. One day we got a routine experiment in embryology. The next, we got a minor miracle. One moment we're clowning around with tissue cultures. Next, we can save a young girl's life.
Natalie's life.
That is what you want.
Of course it's what we want.
Well, then perhaps you need to trust me a little.
It's not that we don't trust you.
Of course.
It just takes a little time for it all to sink in.
Well, then take a little time. What I suggest, if you agree, we get Melissa to show you around the place just to settle your mind we've got no monsters hiding here.
Okay.
Melissa?
Hello?
We're ready for you, Liebchen. You know, the less hair you got, the more you get to realize. It's not the perfect world.
Say that again.
But sometimes, the small miracles God left us with are big enough. Come.
You ready for the grand tour?
Aha! My secretary.
I beg your pardon.
Come in. May I please introduce my goddaughter, Melissa?
Your goddaughter? We met earlier, of course.
I'm sorry, we
assumed
thought...
you were working here.
Melissa loves this place, don't you, meine Liebe?
I'm staying here for a while.
And I must say, Melissa, what a very useful secretary, huh?
Don't tease.
Take dictation, Liebchen, eh? Would you mind?
Take no notice. Come on, let's wander.
Yeah. Have a nice time, I see you later.
Bye then.
Yeah. When you finish the typing, eh?
Don't let him tease you. He's a brilliant man, but a terrible tease. Now, oh, first, boy. I think we'll take you down for a scan.
Hello? Oh, Leo. No. What did I tell you? No, they are here now. Don't rush nothing, Leo. You make a pig's breakfast of this. I will feed you to the whales. What? With the sharks, then. The sharks! I feed you to whatever will have you.
Hey, man. Stay calm. Stay cool. It's under control. Of course not. No.
And then everything.
Hang on, Professor. Miss? Hello? Miss? Listen, I'm sorry, Professor. I've got to go. Miss!
Did you want something?
Are you the hotel rep?
I'm one of them.
I'm looking for the Salingers.
And who are you?
My name is Leo. I work for the Evening Post.
You're a journalist?
Well, only when I'm not seducing gorgeous women.
And what do you want with the Salingers?
I heard the poor girl's sick, isn't it?
And what's it got to do with you?
And they come here for one last holiday.
Oh, don't talk rubbish. They're just taking a break.
Whatever you say.
They're paying a great deal of money for a little relaxation.
I only want to talk to them.
And we're not in the business of betraying their privacy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Hey!
Excuse me.
There's no need to get so uptight, man. Relax, why don't you? You in Grand Cayman now, baby.
Get lost.
Excuse me.
Yeah? I'll screw you too.
Get out of this hotel before I... Oh, Mrs. Flanagan! Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Do I look all right, for heaven's sake?
I didn't see you there.
Do you not usually look where you're going when you're on the blasted mountain?
I'm really, really sorry.
Oh, it's too hot for this.
Come sit down.
It's too hot for everything.
Let's get you some water. Where's the rest of the family?
Natalie's in the creche.
And Mrs. Salinger?
They've gone to the clinic.
What clinic?
Some repro something or other. I don't understand it at all.
A clinic for Natalie?
Dr. Zweibel's clinic.
Zweibel?
I think that's it.
Are you sure about that?
Do you know him?
Well, he has a kind of a reputation.
A good reputation, I hope.
A slightly controversial one, as a matter of fact.
Controversial?
But this doesn't have anything to do with Natalie, does it?
What are you talking about?
How could it?
It has everything to do with her. It's the reason we're here at all.
I thought you were here for a holiday.
Do you really think we'd drag a sick girl 3,000 miles just for a few days' holiday, even if it was in paradise? And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
You're telling me you've all come here...
I need to
quite
go to Mass.
Specifically...
Are you listening to me?
To visit Zweibel's clinic.
Or am I talking to a brick pagoda?
This is important, Mrs. Flanagan.
No, excuse me, Miss Laker. It's not important.
I need to know where they are.
The important thing is to get to Mass. Because if I don't get to Mass, then how will the Lord hear my prayers? And if he doesn't hear my prayers, then how will she ever get better? And if she doesn't get better, then Mary, Mother, God only knows what'll happen to us all.
It's okay. It's all right.
No, it's not all right. It's the most terrible, terrible thing.
I know.
I need to find a church. A Catholic church.
I'm afraid I'm not a churchgoer.
But you must have people here who are.
It's not a common request.
This is a heathen country.
I don't think so.
Then find me a church, for the love of God, where I can hear Mass and say my prayers. You don't understand how useless I feel.
Listen, Mrs. Flanagan.
And yet I know, in my heart of hearts, that prayer is the only thing that will save her.
I'll see what I can do.
No, don't see what you can do.
Well, I'll go and ask.
Find me a church.
I'll do my best, I promise.
Find me a church, for the love of Mary. This is a heathen country.
Excuse me, madam. I couldn't help overhearing.
Who are you?
My name is Leo.
Do I know you?
I'm a local man. I know the area.
You know the area?
Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. I know it very well, in fact. I was born here.
So, you don't happen to know where I might find a church which offers Mass to the faithful?
I can take you there.
Well,
Or I could just point out the direction.
Is it close to here?
Why don't we pop outside and I'll show you?
I don't really know that I should.
I have a map outside in the car.
I can't buy it from you.
I'll lend it to you.
Would you?
Of course I would.
Would you really lend it to me?
Why shouldn't I? You look like a decent woman.
And this map has a church on it.
It's got several, as a matter of fact.
That would be wonderful.
Do you need a parasol? It's very hot, the Cayman's sun, you know.
You're really very kind. Do you know, I haven't met that many kind people here.
This is excellent news, excellent.
How many are there?
Looks like 13 altogether.
Baker's dozen.
Lots of lovely eggshells. And Melissa showed you around the place?
She was very helpful.
Pretty good secretary.
Pretty good altogether, metaphorically speaking.
Physically, too.
I trust you to notice.
Well, it's hard not to notice.
Especially for Rob.
But then again, you know, appearance can be deceptive.
What do you mean?
We each have some cross to bear.
What kind of cross?
Robert.
What?
That's none of our business.
Melissa was born without any ovaries.
You mean she can't have children?
Now, that's a different question.
But presumably she doesn't ovulate.
Of course.
So how can she... Oh!
Melissa has just three options open. One, she can spend her whole life wondering what might have been. Two, she can accept egg donation, maybe fertilized by a loving partner, if she can find one.
She could carry a child.
Oh, yes! She got an absolutely perfect womb. But she would not be genetically related to such a child.
That's perverse. That's life.
And the third option?
Cloning.
The same as for Natalie.
They're not entirely the same because, in Natalie's case, she will provide the genetic material, but you will carry the child. You will clone Natalie. But Melissa would clone herself. Of course, she will need some eggshells from someone else, but the rest she will do herself. She will be biological mother to the child as well.
As well as genetic mother.
Strictly speaking, Melissa would not be genetic mother. She would be genetic twin. Identical twin.
Identical twin to her own child.
If you like.
This is all very complicated.
Reprogenetic technology is all about new relationships. That's why it's so exciting.
So what you're saying is Melissa is a patient here.
Melissa is a guest. I'd like to think you're all guests.
And this technology, you can do all this already.
In fact, we're not quite ready for Melissa yet, but the answer is yes, we can do it already 10 years now. The only thing which is stopping us is this kind of hysterical public reaction. Ever since Dolly. You heard about Dolly, of course?
Back in the 1990s.
You know why she's called Dolly?
I haven't a clue.
She was named after Dolly Parton.
What's Dolly Parton got to do with sheep?
Dolly the sheep was cloned from cells taken from the mammary glands of a 6-year-old ewe.
Oh, for goodness sake!
But it wasn't me which named her.
That these scientists were men, I suppose.
At least it shows they've got a sense of humour.
Oh, it shows they've got frustrated sex lives.
Well, who can blame them? Sex ain't so high up when you come to reprogenetics.
How come?
The whole point is we bypass sex.
And that's a good thing?
Well, you must ask yourself what exactly does sex got going for it.
Apart from the fact that it happens to be quite pleasant?
Of course. I don't deny. But what a messy, mixed-up business. And I don't mean just laundering the sheets. Look what you get out of it.
Babies?
You get a whole lot of mixed up genes. Some good genes, some bad genes. Genes you never knew you had get mixed up with genes your partner never knew she had. And bang. Hey, presto, suddenly your kid got some horrible disease. Pearson syndrome, sickle cell anemia, Tay-Sachs. You heard about Einstein?
I think we know who he was.
God don't play dice, said Einstein.
What does that mean?
Well, whatever it means, I was wrong. Because play dice is exactly what God does. He created one nasty game of Russian roulette. He pumped us full of chemicals, which makes us crazy to play it. And then he went away and left us to figure out how to evade the bullet.
And you think cloning is the way to evade the bullet?
Cloning? Cloning is nothing. What I set up here, this clinic, is the start of something big. No, not the start, because other people are already doing it. They've been doing it slowly and surely since Dolly the Sheep, since before that, since IVF, since the 1960s.
Doing what?
Challenging evolution. Taking control of human destiny. We're tired of doing the lottery and we want something better for our children.
You're saying one day we'll be able to cure these diseases? Through genetic engineering?
Not just cure diseases, but create some better kind of humans.
That sounds like eugenics.
What does it matter what it sounds like? We're already doing it.
I'm sorry, doing what?
We're all of us making choices about selection. about better education for our children, about nice places to grow up, about more chances in life. But now we can start earlier. Now we can program good luck in our genes from birth.
Through cloning?
Not just cloning. Selection. I'll give you one example. Suppose you really, really want one boy baby. Well, fine, so I'll give you one boy baby.
How?
Regular IVF, except for one thing.
Which is?
We only implant embryos with Y chromosome.
Boy embryos?
Precisely. Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, PGD, we call it.
And what happens to all the little girl embryos?
Oh, don't tell me you're Catholic.
A lapsed Catholic.
What's that supposed to mean?
We always have trouble with Catholics.
Well, maybe because each of these embryos you casually play around with in the laboratory represents a potential human life.
Every little mammary cell is a potential human life. Every blood cell, even skin cells. This is the whole lesson from cloning. Every little skin cell which rubs off on your clothes one day is a potential human life. Now what are you going to do about the sanctity of sex?
Hold on to it.
It don't hold water no more.
Just tell me one thing, then.
If I can, I will.
When you're doing all this stuff, this reprogenetics, cloning...
Yes?
Where does the soul come in?
Which soul?
The human soul.
How should I know?
The soul which enters the world at the point of conception.
Maybe when we fuse with electricity.
Well, that can't be true.
Well, you're the Catholic, I'm just a scientist.
I won't believe such gothic nonsense.
Then let me ask you one question.
What?
When you make a human being the traditional way...
Messy old sex.
Where does the soul come in?
At conception.
That's what the Pope says.
And you don't believe it?
It don't even work for messy old sex. When nature makes identical twins, she takes one single embryo and then splits it apart. Can be several days after conception. Several days! So first at conception, we got one soul, and then after several days, we got two?
Maybe two souls got trapped in the same embryo.
At conception?
Why not?
And you think electricity is gothic?
Well, I don't know.
You don't need to know.
I need to know where the soul comes in.
You ask me, this soul of yours is just a fairy story invented by the church to keep science under control. But hey, guess what? Science don't keep under control. You take some discarded skin cells, treat them right, transfer them to donor egg... Fuse together, implant a nice, healthy womb, bang! Hey, presto, you got a human being. Of course you've got to get the timing right, but that's just cooking. Anybody can do it.
Anybody can create a human soul.
The truth is we don't need no soul. We got life. We've got one long, big continuum of life. And then we've got cells. Lots and lots of cells in all kinds of configurations. Souls we don't have. When it comes to the crunch, we've got no room for them.
And you wonder why the Vatican doesn't like it.
Ah, the Vatican, the pro-life, the Society for the Unborn Child, all these crazy moral crusades. What's the point of it? When you don't like to waste embryos, fine, don't waste them. We put them in the deep freeze and save them for later.
And that solves the problem?
We do it already in IVF, we do it in PGD. Maybe next time you want girl baby. Maybe next time you want blonde hair, blue eye, girl baby. Not too short, not too tall. No dispositions for cancer, heart disease, depression. No physical defects. White teeth, nice skin, long legs, good at tennis, excellent social skills, perfect for making tea. Like Melissa. Come.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Perfect timing. We were just talking about you.
I've got Leo on the phone.
Oh, God, this villain. Yeah, tell him to hang on a minute.
Take the call if you need to.
No, no, he can wait. I don't like to leave you with such long faces.
There is still this question of money.
Mr. and Mrs. Salinger, I thought I made this clear.
We really can't afford expensive treatments.
You absolutely don't need to worry about money.
But how much are we talking about? What sort of money is involved in all this?
Commercially, once the market is established, we would charge maybe $200,000.
$200,000?
Give or take.
And you're saying you're prepared to do this for us completely free of charge?
You already paid your airfare, yeah?
Our airfare was a couple of thousand.
Good time of year to travel.
No, we can't ask you to cover costs which amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You're not asking, I'm offering.
But why? I mean, how?
As a matter of fact, quite easily. 5 years ago, I set up one exclusive research trust, which is funded entirely by a handful of private donations.
And these people donated enough?
More than enough.
Who are these people?
They are people who, for one reason or another, wants to see the successful development of human reprogenetic technology.
Rich people.
Obviously. Millionaires.
Millionaires who want to clone themselves.
Eventually.
And is that what it's going to be like? Eventually.
What do you mean?
Genetic success for those who can afford it.
Maybe.
A world where the rich create designer children and the rest of us scrabble in the gutter.
Just like now.
Except that now we can always hope for better things for our children.
Oh, we can always hope. Listen, I thought it was Natalie what she was worried about.
It is. Of course it is.
And don't worry too much about the future, because I tell you one thing for absolutely certain.
What's that?
The door to our future is already open. When you don't walk through it, someone else will. Yes?
I'm sorry, Professor. He's got a story he wants to run by you. I think you better talk to him.
Okay. Look, this is quite a lot too much to take in. Which hotel are you staying in?
The Garden of Eden.
Of course. When you come to paradise, you must stay in the Garden of Eden. Why don't you go get some rest and we talk again tomorrow?
Well, that may not be a bad idea. Sinead?
I guess. It's been a long day.
You've got to believe that I will do everything I can to help you.
Of course.
Right.
Let's go then.
Melissa will see you out, won't you, Angel?
Have you got everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Leo. Yes, what is it? Now, you listen to me, you son of a bitch. When you run such a story, I will kill you personally with my own two hands. I swear to God. No, you can't bloody quote me on that. You are two-timing, cheating, deceiving, ungrateful son of a...
Trouble?
Hmm?
Have we got some trouble?
Oh. You know something, Angel? I may just be getting too old for all this.
Oh, don't be so silly. Come here. You just need a hug.
Oh. What would I do without you?
She gone down?
Yep.
She still seemed tired.
She's exhausted. What time is it?
Have a drink.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you mean all that stuff earlier?
What stuff?
About the future. What it's going to be like, eventually.
Oh, I don't know.
It could happen, though, couldn't it? After all, who's going to afford all these reprogenetics?
Zweibel's millionaires.
Exactly. And the rest of us, riddled with all the diseases no one bothers to cure anymore. Eventually, we'd become two separate species, wouldn't we?
Hmm.
The genetically rich and the underclass, a kind of social nightmare.
Oh, that's science fiction.
Science fact, Rob.
We're still a long way from your nightmare.
And it doesn't worry you that we may be contributing to it?
Of course it worries me, but it also worries me that Natalie is dying of an incurable disease.
Of a curable disease.
Exactly.
How much can we trust this guy?
I thought you were going to hit him.
I didn't know whether to love him or hate him.
He's certainly a character.
He's an arrogant, facetious, blasphemous chauvinist.
That's the love bit, right?
Who may just have the key to saving our daughter's life.
And isn't that the point? At the end of the day?
Well, we're not visiting him for his social charms.
That's lucky.
The point is, can he do his job?
Is he a good cook?
Precisely.
Hmm. And is he a good cook?
Well, I thought, one, he seemed to know his stuff. Two, he was prepared to talk to us, to really talk to us.
That's true.
And three, we don't have many other options.
We don't have any other options.
Except wait.
We've been waiting.
And pray.
We've been praying.
I didn't notice you doing much praying.
That's because I figured Connie was doing enough for all of us.
Where is Connie?
God knows.
Mrs. Tellinger?
Hello, Kim.
Oh, you've been out all day.
Yes, we took some time out.
I was looking for you.
Well, Sinead's mum was around.
Yes, I saw her. I don't know how to tell you this.
Tell us what?
What on earth's the matter?
There was a man looking for you.
What man?
His name is Leo.
What did he want?
I told him he weren't here.
I'm sure he'll find us again if he needs to.
But now it's too late.
Don't be silly.
Too late for what?
Sit down and have a drink with us.
Too late to do anything about this.
What is it?
It's the evening paper.
The local paper?
The late edition.
Huh?
Jesus, Mary, Joseph and all the saints.
What are...
Read this.
Huh? Cayman tourists to clone dying child.
I swear, I have no idea where he got hold of this.
The Salinger family's no ordinary family, and they're not staying at the Garden of Eden for pleasure. Masquerading as tourists from London, the Salingers have come to Grand Cayman for one purpose only. To create a cloned copy of their daughter Natalie, who is dying of an incurable disease.
It isn't even true!
I knew it. I knew it couldn't be true.
He must have got this from Zweibel.
Dr. Zweibel was unavailable for comment.
Then where has it come from?
Zweibel wouldn't do that anyway.
You do know him, then?
We do know him.
He's going to help us.
Clone Natalie?
No, it's not like they're saying.
How could they have got it so wrong?
But you do want to clone her?
No. She would just be Natalie's little sister.
No one would even know where she came from.
We went away on holiday to the Cayman Islands, and when we came back, Sinead was pregnant.
It happens all the time.
In a few years' time, we'd come back to visit, only this time, there'd be four of us.
Five of us.
You mean Natalie and her little sister?
Natasha.
We were going to call her Natasha. Oh,
it means little Natalie in Russian.
They've got it all wrong in here.
She's not going to die.
She's not going to die because when Natasha is born, she will be the perfect bone marrow donor for Natalie, an absolutely identical tissue match.
We'll all come back to Grand Cayman and Natasha will sit here with Natalie beside her and she'll look at you, smiling at her.
Like you smiled at Natalie.
And she'll say, I saved my sister's life.
I saved my sister's life.
Did Spiral sell you this dream?
It's not a dream.
Did Spiral tell you all this?
It's a reality.
It could be a reality.
If you're prepared to trust your fate to a man like Spiral.
He wants to help us save our daughter's life.
Oh, he doesn't care about your daughter's life. He's a heartless self-publicist. Oh, he wants his picture on the front page. He wants his name in the history books. Everyone knows that.
What does it matter what he wants?
The moment he came to Grand Cayman, we've had the likes of Leo snooping around here.
At the end of the day, who cares? It's just a local rag.
Oh, but it's not.
What?
The phone has been ringing constantly for the last hour. The last time it was Reuters.
Reuters?
How can this have happened?
Well, I wish I knew.
You said this man, this Leo, came round?
I told him to get lost.
You must have told him something.
I swear!
Rob, please.
Otherwise, how in the name of God?
There's all this shouting.
Mother!
Wake the girl up with all this noise.
Where have you been?
I've been to Georgetown.
What for?
I've been to church.
I told you we'd find a church on Sunday.
I asked this girl here and she didn't know.
Oh, I was going to find out for you.
Well, now you needn't, because the nicest man came by.
What man?
I didn't even have to ask.
What was his name?
He showed me all the churches on his map, and he told me exactly how to get there.
What was his name, Connie?
I don't remember.
Was his name Leo?
But how on earth should I know?
Think about it, Connie.
I don't know.
Did you talk to a man called Leo?
I might have done. You know, I...
You're crying out loud.
I think his name was Leo.
Oh, Mother!
What?
What have you done?
What have I done?
Look!
What is this?
Just look at this!
What is this?
It's a newspaper. What does it look like?
It looks like a newspaper.
The man you spoke to was a newspaper reporter.
I haven't got my spectacles.
He's written a story telling everyone about us.
Why on earth?
Telling the whole world about Natalie and her illness and why we're here on Grand Cayman.
Why are we here on Grand Cayman?
Oh, my sweet God in his pretty little heaven.
I wish he'd finally explain it to me.
He's a very clever man.
She doesn't even know the damage she's caused.
What damage?
All she needed to say was that Natalie has leukemia and that you've gone to see Spiral.
That's all I did say.
He would have put the rest together himself.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Would someone mind just telling me what on earth all the fuss is about?
Oh, Mother.
I think I might go to my bed now.
Wait a second, Mummy.
Why should I?
I'll come up with you.
I'm tired.
I know.
What are we going to do?
What can we do?
You can't stay here. I know these people. In a few hours, they'll be all over us.
Can't you hide us somewhere?
In this place? Oh, no chance.
Then we'll have to go to the clinic.
Unless...
There'll be press at the clinic.
But Zweibel will hide us. He'll have to.
The two of us, maybe. But what about Natalie? What about Mum? Can you really imagine...
Do you trust me?
What?
I could take Natalie to my house.
Where is it?
Well, not far away. The press won't find her.
I don't know.
Mrs. Flanagan could come with us.
It might work.
I don't like it.
Sinead... What choice have we got?
This is awful. This is so awful.
When I opened the door, it was dark inside.
What?
It was dark inside and cool as well. It was lovely. I sat on a pew just two rows from the front. I was there for nearly an hour, it must have been. Nobody came in. It was lovely. I was just about to leave. To tell you the truth, I thought she hadn't been listening. I'd been praying so hard. I didn't even know it was possible to pray so hard. And she usually says something. She usually at least lets me know that she's listening. But she didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. And then, just as I got up to leave, It happened.
What happened?
The light.
What light?
The light came through the window. It was a high window, and the light came through it. The window was round, or circular, perhaps. But by the time it reached the wall, the light was changed.
Changed how?
The light on the wall was in the shape of a cross.
How can it...
She had been listening. She'd been listening all along.
Connie, you left your spectacles...
Be quiet. And my heart was suddenly full of hope. Full of hope.
Mother.
Yes.
We have to go now.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Of course, we do.
I'll go and pack some stuff up.
I'll find a taxi.
My car is round the back.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Of course not.
Come on, then. Let's move.
Survival!
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen the doctor? Such a survival.
You're going to make us pay murder.
What's going on?
Survival, just a question.
Oh, my God.
This is a nightmare.
Come this way.
Oh, there you are. Thank goodness.
We need to talk.
Come quickly. Follow me. Melissa, lock the doors. Turn out the lights. Phone the police.
The police?
Yeah, just in case.
They wouldn't break in, would they?
Come. Come in my office. Oh, and Melissa.
Professor?
Yeah, some brandy?
It's on the table.
Beautiful.
Professor.
Please call me Felix.
Dr. Zweibel.
Please call me Felix.
This has all got completely out of control.
Yeah, take a shot of this.
Oh, I don't think...
It's medicinal.
I don't think we can go on with this.
Hello, why don't we sit down and talk about it?
Why did we come here?
Because there was nowhere else to go.
Let's go back.
No, if we went back now, it would be worse than here. And besides...
You can't stay forever in the Garden of Eden.
We'd have to get through that mob somehow.
Let me tell you a little story.
I can't breathe properly.
Well, maybe you should have some brandy.
Once upon a time, we all lived in the Garden of Eden.
What?
Hey, man, Cisco, welcome to paradise.
I really don't
Now,
think...
there's a joke.
Oh, pardon me if I don't laugh.
You're supposed to laugh.
Why not?
Because it isn't funny.
Then why are you telling us?
Because I want you to understand something.
What something?
Something which has taken me a long time to understand.
I'm not surprised.
Something which has taken mankind a long time to understand.
Which is?
We never were in paradise.
Is that the truth?
From the beginning of time, we're forced to play dice according to God's rules.
What rules?
Eat what you like, says God to Adam. Except these... juicy apples.
Those rules.
What's wrong with them, says Adam? They look just fine to me. Mm. In fact, they're better than fine, as we now know, because these apples is the fruit of the tree of knowledge. But God, in his infinite wisdom, tells man, don't eat.
It's just a parable.
But worse is to follow, because along comes this serpent. And, of course, it turns out women got no resistance to serpents.
Let's stop blaming women, shall we?
I'm not blaming women.
Who do you blame?
Why don't you listen, and I tell you.
Yeah, so tell me.
So... when the serpent tells the woman to eat, she forgets about God and listens to the serpent.
You're missing out Adam's role in all this.
I was just coming to it. Because guess what more?
Men got no resistance to women.
Ain't that the truth?
So when the woman says, eat...
he ignored God and listened to his wife. And before you know it, bang, hey presto, we eaten off the fruit of the tree of knowledge and got cast into exile.
What has this got to do with anything?
This got everything to do with anything because I got some questions with all of it.
With what?
With the story.
What questions?
Well, first of all, what was the serpent doing in the Garden of Eden in the first place?
God put him there.
And second of all, how come women got no resistance to serpents?
How come men got no resistance to women?
Good question. But worst of all, how come God forbids us to eat off the fruit of the tree of knowledge when he knows damn well this is the only thing which can save us?
Maybe it was a test.
A kind of a test.
To see if we had the strength to follow the rules.
Which rules?
God's rules.
Rules which leave us stranded in a dark place with no means of bringing light into our own life.
Maybe it was a setup.
What setup?
Maybe he wanted to see if we had the guts to disobey.
Ah.
Maybe we were supposed to disobey.
So now you're talking.
Well, if that was the test, we passed it.
Eve passed
it. We all passed it.
Thanks to Eve.
Yes. Yes. Thanks to women got no resistance to serpents and men got no resistance to women. Thanks to God put knowledge in our path and gave us the strength and ingenuity to find it. Thanks to apples and serpents and women and trees, we found our own way out of this phony paradise. No more dice. No more lottery. Just one strong road running due west right out of Eden.
And leading where?
The Cayman Islands.
Leading someplace better than God provided us for.
Oh, the arrogance of the man.
Arrogance?
How would you describe it?
You know I love Vienna.
So why don't you go back there?
When I was a child in Vienna, 5, 6, 7 years old, I was happy.
Why don't you pack up all this nonsense and go home where you belong?
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Yeah, you must be close to retirement by now.
I lived a long time, it's true. Maybe too long. And I tell you one thing.
One more thing.
The worse is getting your eyesight, the clearer you can see. The world today is a better place.
Better than what?
Better than it was yesterday.
Are you sure about that?
Better than when I was 7 years old in Vienna.
Are you absolutely...
Watching my sister to die.
What?
I never forget it.
What did she die of?
Tay-Sachs.
What is Tay-Sachs?
It's one of God's cruelest jokes.
One of these genetic diseases.
First, you see nothing. It's just one ordinary baby. Then, after 5, maybe 6 months, you got slowly worse problems. Can't hear well, can't see well. Then more worse, no more muscle strength, can't swallow properly, no more nerve cells, paralysis.
How old was she?
7.
The same age?
We were twins.
But you never had the disease.
God played dice. I won. Anna lost.
Anna was your sister?
Anna Maria Luisa's Weibel. Requiescat in pace.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Look.
We never were in paradise.
I've been thinking about this.
Good.
About something you said earlier.
We talked a lot today.
About this pre-implantation, what do we call it?
Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis.
Exactly.
We call it PGD.
Right. And the point is, you could use this PGD to select embryos for implantation.
Right.
Embryos with particular genetic characteristics.
Exactly.
Such as tissue type.
Ah, now.
You see what I'm getting at?
What are you getting at?
I'm saying we could take your dozen eggs...
Fry them up with bacon and tomato.
Or maybe just fertilize them with my sperm.
Regular IVF.
And then select embryos with the right bone marrow type for implantation.
Only 1 in 4 would have a good match.
But that would still leave us with 3 good embryos.
This is kind of bread and butter work.
He's worried about his reputation.
I'm worried about my bread and butter. You know, it don't come cheap, this reprogenetics.
We'll pay for it.
We got removal of ova, we got in vitro, we got diagnosis, implantation, delivery.
How much will it cost?
Plus, you're forgetting I already done some scanning for you, tissue testing, consultation, which soon adds up.
How much would it cost?
50, 60, 70,000.
No, we can't afford it.
What choice have we got?
We can't afford it.
What about your fund?
My fund is for human cloning. Well,
couldn't you bend the rules a bit?
My fund is for first human cloning.
We can break God's rules, but not yours.
I've got my millionaires to answer to.
So what are you saying?
He's saying he won't help us.
I'm saying I got the responsibility to... Towards the future.
Towards your own place in history, more like.
You're saying it's cloning or nothing.
Ah, cloning. Cloning is just a word. What does it matter what you call it?
You tell that to the paparazzi.
It's just one more signpost on the road out of Eden. Ugh,
you're crazy.
You may be right.
It was you that let on to that reporter.
What are you talking about?
We heard you on the phone to him.
I was trying to stop him.
But you knew he was on to us.
There was supposed to be embargo.
Embargo?
Well, you know,
you told him we were coming here.
There's got to be some coverage.
What coverage?
It's inevitable.
You're disgusting.
We're making history here.
You're a cruel, heartless, self-centered man.
We're doing something revolutionary.
And I can't imagine why we were ever taken in by you.
Where are you going?
I can't go through with this.
We have to.
I can't.
For Natalie's sake.
I'm sorry.
Where are you going?
Out of here.
Back to the Garden of Eden.
Home.
We'll never get through that lot.
We have to try.
For goodness sake, Sinead, it doesn't make sense.
I know.
Then come back here.
None of it makes sense.
Come back here.
None of it makes sense.
Okay, let's sit down and talk it over.
You know why, Rob?
Why?
Because the... is no sense to be made of it.
Sinead.
Don't you see?
No!
That's where we've all gone wrong.
No, I don't see!
Trying to make sense.
Look, what else can we do?
Trying to make sense of things which are beyond sense.
I wish you would just stop.
When all we really needed...
Sinead.
All we ever really
Sinead,
needed...
think about this!
...was to have a little faith.
I don't believe this.
Is it still in the minibus?
I know we had it.
Is it still at the airport?
I know we had it with us.
Where on earth is it?
Connie, if I knew where it was, would I be running around like a headless chicken trying to find it for you?
Don't bite my head off now, because I'm only asking.
What's going on?
Take a guess.
What am I going to do without my spectacles?
Well, why didn't you wear them if they worry you so much?
Oh, now it's all my fault, I suppose.
No one's saying it's your fault, Mummy.
We're just wondering why you need a whole extra suitcase to carry a pair of spectacles in.
And my jewellery, and my writing paper, and Grandpa's photograph.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What?
Well, why didn't you bring the kitchen sink while you were at it?
Why didn't you leave me behind while you were at it?
Mummy, don't be silly.
No, really. I wonder if I'm so much trouble to you
now,
all.
Connie, look.
Girls, don't go too far.
I'll go and have another look in the minibus.
You won't find it.
So we'll call the airport.
We didn't leave it at the airport.
Then we must have left it in England.
But we didn't leave it in England.
Then where the hell is it?
It's over there, on that trolley, with all the other bags.
Mother.
I remember now.
She remembers now.
The lady took it for me.
What lady?
How dare you all are.
Kim!
How was the journey?
Oh, pretty good, considering.
Considering what?
Considering we had two children, five cases, and one fractious grandmother with us. And how are you?
Oh, pretty good, considering.
Considering what?
Well, considering I'm still working as a hotel rep in the Garden of Eden. And look at these two.
Come here and say hello, you two.
I want to go to the seaside.
In a minute. You remember Kim, Natalie?
I think so.
It was 5 years ago. And what's your name?
Her name's Tasha.
Natasha?
She's my sister.
How old are you, Natasha?
She's 4.
Isn't this a lovely dress?
Grandma made it for me.
I do have some uses.
Tasha saved my life.
I know she did.
Come on, Tash. Let's go and find the seaside.
You wait until we come with you.
Oh, that's not fair.
Who said anything about fair?
I know what. What? Why don't you pretend you've lost your case?
Okay, then. And do you pretend to get cross with me?
How's she doing?
She's doing well.
We still have a year or so before she's completely in the clear.
But she's free of the cancer.
Fingers crossed.
You didn't need Dr. Survival after all.
Oh, it was just a common or garden pregnancy.
Oh, no. There's a typical man talking.
No PGD or whatever it was.
No PGD, no cloning, no reprogenetics.
It's a miracle.
Don't start, Connie.
What would you call it?
I'd say we took a chance.
Oh, it all just happened to work out in our favour.
Sometimes things do.
And sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't, but on this occasion...
We prayed for help.
No, on this occasion...
We saw a sign.
You saw a sign.
Because I was the one doing the praying.
We were all praying, Mother.
On this occasion...
I'd wager 10-1 Rob wasn't praying.
On this occasion, there was no particular need for prayers.
Some always need.
There was a 1 in 4 chance things would work in our favour, and fortunately for all of us, they did.
Do you know what your trouble is, Rob?
I'm sure you'll tell me.
You've got no faith.
And I don't particularly need it.
Oh, that's what you think.
That is what I think.
Come on, you two.
Then it's a good job others around you do.
We're supposed to be on holiday.
We are on holiday.
Then please, let's all just enjoy ourselves.
Oh, it must be such a relief to you all.
You wouldn't believe. It's like our lives have begun all over.
Any news of our Austrian friend?
It went pretty quiet after you left.
Huh. He is still here, though.
Uh-huh. He's here, all right.
Very nice.
Is it working, Professor?
We got lovely, lovely cultures.
Didn't think it would work.
Oh, Liebchen, why shouldn't it work?
I thought I would never have children.
Melissa.
I began to feel it was destiny.
Nothing is destiny, Melissa. Nothing is destiny.
I know that now.
You've got to have some faith.
I have faith.
And also...
In you.
Apart from faith...
Yes?
You've got to have...
What?
Electricity. There we go.
One small piece of magic.
And all we need now is...
Some cruelty?
Cruelty? No. We had too much of this already. We need just someone with a nice, clean woo.
Someone who is desperate for a child.
Someone who cares about the future.
A future which none of us can hide from.
The door is already open.
If we don't walk through it, someone else will.
In West of Eden by Tim Jackson, Dr. Zweibel was played by Nigel Anthony, Sinead, Susanna Hamilton, Rob, Michael Maloney, Connie, Dervla Malloy, and Kim, Beth Chalmers. Leo was Martin Cole, Melissa, Janice Aqua, Natalie, Jennifer Whelan, and Natasha, Xanthi Harper. Technical presentation was by Simon Moorcroft, and the production assistant was Sarah Tomling. The executive producer was Gordon House. West of Eden was directed for the BBC World Service by Rosalind Ward.